Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey. What's up, H-Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
I stepped on Nick Chubb right out of the chute. I knew it was going to be a rough day today when I grabbed the wrong key fob to get into the building.
You stepped on a man who's recovering from a broken foot.
I just stepped on his foot. I did.
Like, hey, nice to meet you, fella.
Yeah.
Chunk.
I know. And I put that in there, too. I wanted to bump in with Nick Chubb. Ben, can we start over? Can I get a redo today? Can I get a mulligan? Like we're golfing out here. Seth and I are out here on the first hole, and I just duck hooked the open to the show into the woods.
You know what you just did?
What's that?
One time with the Texans, we had a year where a bunch of the young defensive linemen were just idiots, and they didn't know their stuff. And we got to a point where I kind of got up in the meeting and was like, listen, guys, I gave them a speech about how it's simple. You got to be working on this on your own time. You got to do walkthroughs on your own, just mentally rehearse everything. We go out the next game. First snap of the game. Mental error, Seth Payne.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's kind of, you know, it's funny. Because yesterday we had one of those panels up here where they brought in a bunch of interns from one of the advertising agencies in town. And they picked a few of us to kind of impart wisdom on them. A similar thing, right? I mean, I'm sitting up there. I'm one of like four people up there. They're asking, what advice would you give? What's the best advice you've gotten? What's the best advice that you would give? Things like that. Uh-huh. And I'm up there, and I'm doing my thing. I'm bebopping and scotting up there. And then I come in today, and we got Nick Chubb opening the show, and I step all over his broken foot, man. I was Seth Payne, basically.
I didn't realize that was such an insult. All right.
In this case,
we're off and running.
In this case, it is.
Yeah.
I was ME.
You got up in front of a bunch of advertising interns and you said, it's really important to take care of your sponsors. You know, I drove here today in my Miata, straight away from my. endorse Miatas.
No, I don't. I do not. Never have, never. Well, I won't say never will.
Do they still exist? Anything.
I don't know. I don't think so. I remember them when they had their. Ben, can we start over?
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
What's up, H Town? Nick Chubb here. Super excited to be here. Let's get to work.
Let's get to work. Let's fire up those H's, man. He got his H up and everything on that video.
If there's one thing you can read too much into with that little social media thing he did for the Texans, it's that it sounds very consistent with everything I've heard and read about Nick Chubb, and that He's not in it to be a social media star or anything. He likes playing football. He likes being around his teammates.
Yeah.
And that's about it. He's the real deal when it comes to just being quite understated, humble, polite around the building, all of those things. You're not going to get somebody like, "What's up, H-Town?"
H is right up in the camera.
Yeah.
He did flash the H. Yeah, it was funny yesterday. And in case you're wondering, the Nick Chubb signing, official, announced by the team. Social media graphic is up. We've got the numbers and everything else. It was along those lines, Seth. It was really funny. Yesterday, I was listening In the Loop while I was out on my walk. I was listening to Figgy's mixtape that he does at 1:20 every day.
Very good segment.
Very good segment. Figgy does a great job with it. It was really funny. They were talking about Nick Chubb, and Figgy goes, "Here's Nick Chubb mic'd up." And I'm like, I'm on my walk. I'm like, "Oh, cool. I can't wait to hear Nick Chubb mic'd up." And it's it was like 20 seconds of like him just running. No words. And Figgy's like, it was the most boring mic'd up of all time. He doesn't say anything. Yeah.
I want guys who have boring mic'd ups.
Well, we've got enough that have exciting ones. We don't need more of those, you know?
Like, right. Now, the ones that are worse is when you can tell that a player that you really like is really hamming it up because he's mic'd up. And I don't think this is him. And now, why is he allowing this distraction in? This is why I never liked. I turned down every request to be mic'd up. I didn't want. I just don't like. It's one big huge variable. God forbid you're my shortstop, and they mic you up, and they're having a conversation with you
while a pop
as you face Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Remember, Pena had a couple of blips that one
he
night.
He did on Apple TV. I remember it well. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I absolutely remember it well. I bet you got asked quite a bit to do it. I mean, you've got a big personality. I bet you got asked quite a bit.
I did, but I swear too much. Or as a football player, I swear too much. Yeah. I don't swear. I didn't swear much away from him, but I wasn't fit.
On the field, you were a sailor mouth.
And I also, again, I didn't like having that extra... just whatever that is, a little fly in the ointment in my game day preparation.
Yep. So the Nick Chubb thing is official, and it's 1 year, $2.5 million. You were right in the neighborhood. 1 year, $2.5 million, up to $5 million with incentives for Nick Chubb.
I thought the base might be a little bit more, but I think it's indicative. When you look at the contract, it's kind of the reminder, not to rain on anybody's parade or anything, that they're getting a distressed asset. And he's 29 years old. Most running backs who have a devastating knee injury like that, it's an uphill battle to get back to where you were. I was thinking about who are the most encouraging examples, and I think Willis McGahee is probably it because he had a devastating knee injury before he ever entered the NFL. Now, that he was a very, very young man, but he ended up playing a decade after that.
Yeah, he sure did.
So that's Adrian Peterson is another one that, yes, it was quote-unquote just an ACL, but it was an ACL for a running back who at the time, I believe, was in his late 20s. And
he was like 5 years in, however old he was.
Yeah, he came back very quickly, and he's one of the rare running backs that was still very productive into his 30s. So that's the reality of the situation. What you hope is that, A, he did play last year, and when they brought him back, as you pointed out yesterday, they used him pretty heavily on a bad team. He was a shell of his old self, but he did some good things. So really, it's, all right, can he be more of a Willis McGahee than Steven Jackson or some of these guys that have had injuries late in their 20s that just never come back? It's a huge wild card, and I am all for it. I mean, $2.5 million base salary, I don't want to say it's nothing, but you're paying more to some guys who are just journeymen, you know, backup offensive linemen. This is the upside is tremendous if you can get him to where he's close to his old version of himself, but he only needs to get 7 or 8 carries per game on average.
Yeah.
Maybe a heavy dose every now and then if Joe Mixon is injured. That's the sweet spot right there.
I think so too. I'm the what I had in my notes coming into Monday was that if this is a Trent Brown kind of contract, then let's go. Let's do it. And Trent Brown signed for 1 year, $3 million. This is 1 year, $2.5 million. And Nick Chubb's going to make more than that if he provides more than that. So I'm totally cool with it. I think he's going to be a great guy to have in the building for sure, from a leadership standpoint.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Maybe something you and I didn't totally dig into and examine yesterday was, do you view this signing, and Nick Chubb wasn't the only guy they were kicking tires on. Reportedly, there have been talks with J.K. Dobbins as well. Mm-hmm. They've been looking at running backs. Do you take this as any sort of sign of concern over where Mixon is physically right now?
Yes. Yeah. As you know, this time of year, I take everything as a sign for concern.
Okay.
I'm going to be a nervous. I'll be a nervous Nelly, damn it.
Yeah.
The key is, with a football team, you want to be a nervous Nelly as much as possible, but then also be able to squash the nervous Nelly when it's time to go play football.
Absolutely.
And that's where, if you look at the Texans last year, right, especially when you're leaning into Joe Mixon as heavily as you are, he goes out on a hip drop tackle that was curiously not flagged, despite it being a point of emphasis. Oh, actually, they never flagged him. They would find guys afterwards the hip drop. Damian Pierce has had his share of injuries, and how all of that factors into it is you love having a big, strong, all-purpose back like those guys every week. Like, you don't necessarily want to go into a game where, oh, Joe Mixon is gone. You're not sure what you have in Damian Pierce. So now you've got Woody Marks and a bunch of other undersized guys, potentially.
It was just weird. We got asked more about Pierce yesterday than we did Mixon by the audience. You know, like the text we got and the interaction we got in the chat and things like that was way more about what does this mean for Damian Pierce than what could this mean about where Mixon is physically. And we should point out for people who haven't been keeping up, Joe Mixon has not practiced at all yet in the offseason, and he's reportedly been in a walking boot at times this offseason.
This is where I am. If they had a genuine, serious concern about Joe Mixon, the move would be more aggressive than Nick Chubb. Because Nick Chubb is a huge headline. I mean, the amount of media that's been generated because Nick Chubb is coming here is based on his name, really. The Texans, by virtue of the contract they gave him, you're not leaning into that guy. It was like when EJ Speed got signed and people thought, well, wow, you can pencil him in as the starter. And no, they gave him a 1 year, $4 million
plus incentives deal.
The team isn't looking at that guy as a genuine bona fide starter. So I think that if they were really worried about Mixon, there might have been a more aggressive move made or a trade made already. I think this is hopefully betting on potential upside and then hoping maybe that Damian Pierce shows that he was more like his rookie version during training camp.
Yeah, my feeling after thinking this through yesterday, and I put up a video on Twitter yesterday with kind of my thoughts on this.
I retweeted it.
Thank you. I saw that. I appreciate that. Well, I copied you on it.
Oh.
I tagged you. with hopes.
I don't know how that works, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it's really easy. It. Yeah, anyways. I think the way this plays out from because they've got a logjam now. You know, they've got more bodies.
Yeah.
They've got more bodies at that position than are going to make the team if everybody's healthy. I think the initial battle is Nick Chubb against his foot and his knee. How does he look, right? And if in camp he looks like, I don't think he's going to look like 2022 Nick Chubb maybe ever again, based on the severity of that knee injury and the compounding of everything. But if he looks like he's well worth the $2.5 to $5 million, he's going to be on the team. And then I think what it comes down to, I think Woody Marks is going to be on the team because you used a pick on him. Joe Mixon obviously is going to be your starter. Again, this is if everybody's healthy. I think it is a Damian Pierce versus Dario Gumbawale battle, and it's a weird battle because they bring very different things. Pierce is a hammer that runs downhill and returns kicks. Dare is an okay third down back that provides services on all the special teams.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to come down to if Nick Chubb is healthy, I think you got a Pierce versus a Gumbawale. And if I had to handicap it, I would say Damian Pierce gets traded for a day three pick at some point.
My one little thing, just a quick nugget about all this and how I'm approaching Nick Chubb. I'm more optimistic than I otherwise would be because when you have really serious knee injuries like that, one of the biggest concerns is how much cartilage damage was there, because there's only so much you can do about a destroyed meniscus and what have you. So a lot of times guys will have these devastating injuries, and sure, the ligaments and tendons heal, but you just don't have any cushion in your joint.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Browns were able to use him as much as they did as soon as he came back last year, and that he had a unbroken string of play time until he broke his foot,
yep,
that I feel good about that. So that's a... that's a positive indicator. It doesn't seem like he was probably dealing with a whole bunch of swelling or extreme soreness after games.
Yep. I like the signing. We'll dig into it more. 7 o'clock. Seth has seven things on this signing that he will bring that he likes.
Seven things I love about
that you'd love
which,
about
and
it.
I guarantee you afterwards we'll still have 33% of texts will be like, Seth, stop being so negative.
We wanted 11. All right.
Oh, yesterday I was in a social media battle with people who were insisting that he had already signed when there was no report of that he had signed. And then after it was reported that he had officially signed, they were all like, told you so, told you so.
It's all right,
hate
man.
People.
Yeah.
Love Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Hate people.
Love Nick Chubb. Hate people. Not you guys that are listening this very moment if you're up at 6:13. All right. OTAs. I'm sorry. Mandatory minicamp, not OTAs. Mandatory minicamp starts today. I think we know what the one big question is, but I got a few others. Four big questions for mandatory minicamp for the Texans today. We will get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.